Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Well, let's see here what we've got. Blood Moon, portents of calamity in the fall of 2015. Christians driven out of public life. And I'm talking about Davis being jailed for refusing to issue homosexual marriage licenses. Savorless Salt being cast into the street and trampled upon by the ungodly. Wyoming Senator Alan Simpson calls this the greediest generation because of backlash against his proposals to reduce the deficit by changing Social Security retirement age and reducing benefits. Refers to Social Security as a milk cow with 310 million teats. Question. Why do these yard birds never even consider reducing welfare payments or removing from the teats the illegal aliens that are draining the public repository of tax dollars? Trump signed the pledge, but he signed other contracts too, you know, and one wonders if he's not nominated to be the GOP candidate, he might simply declare a bankruptcy of ethics and find some rationalization to justify walking away from his promises as he has done before, you know, in the interest of himself, his family, and those who have invested in him or with him. And here's a writer who wants me to address the Seventh Circuit Court decision to recognize Second Amendment rights for non-citizens, including illegal aliens, and Illinois granting Muslims the right to have their driver's license photo taken without removing their traditional religious head coverings. Might get there today, we'll see. Anyway, it's going to be another deep massage day, so get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
First, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked Texans to wear blue today in honor of all law enforcement officers on the day Deputy Sheriff Goforth will be buried after having been shot to death while pumping gas. So I'm wearing blue today, though I'm not a Texan. My father grew up there. But I'm wearing blue today with all my friends in Texas, where the Brain Massage Show has something like an estimated 600 subscribers. Our prayers are with the family of Harris County Deputy Sheriff Darren Goforth, who is being laid to rest today, quote, with all the honors the county and state of Texas can bestow upon him, end quote. While that officer was filling his car with gas, he was shot in the back of the head and in his back. Well, this fellow just unloaded 15 rounds into his body. The suspect is a black man named Shannon J. Miles, and fortunately, the Texas police are going out of their way to insist this is not going to be turned into a race thing. Details about the shooting are still dribbling out. We'll know more later. By the way, Obama has not made any comment about how stupid the police are, and he has made no comment about how white privilege has contributed to blacks targeting police officers. So even though neither did he admit his careless statements in cases of allegations that white officers have targeted black victims has certainly contributed to or encouraged and set fuel to fires already burning in some black communities, giving a kind of justification for hostility toward white officers in many black communities, we are happy to report at least some progress in race relations is now in evidence from the White House. He actually seemed to be sympathetic to the Goforth family, unlike the way he treated the families of those on that SEAL team that were murdered on his watch. Last week, I announced the Lighthouse Baptist Church is teaming up with our Brain Massage Show family to host the first annual Santa Maria Area Emergency Preparedness Survival Expo 15. And as we formalize details for that event, I'll make sure you receive them. It's going to be on a Saturday in October, tentatively scheduled for October 3, but that was because I had a meeting in Maryland right in the middle of October that forced us to put it on that date. And that meeting's been canceled, so I'll be home for the entire month. Oh boy, and that means we can move the event a little deeper into October, and that's probably what we're going to do. So as it stands right now, the date is not fixed, but it will be by next week. Thanks to those of you who have already expressed an interest in participating or an interest in what we're doing. And if you want to ensure you and your family have a place in the expo, you call or write and let me know you want to be on the contact list for this event. The Survival Expo will help you know what you can do to make sure your family is taken care of in the event of an emergency that interrupts our access to food, water, fire, medical services, light, We'll even give you tips on what to do about security for your home and family, maintaining communications in the event of a breakdown in telephone or cell phone service. It's going to be a great event, and I want everyone in my family, my church family, my radio family, to be prepared. So call in and pre-register. Tell you what, I think I'll cover the cost of 5 rice buckets prepared for storage, one to each of the first 5 families or 5 persons that register for this event, one to a family. Sorry, I can't give you a date yet. Just clear your calendar for every Saturday in October and call or write to me an email so you'll get access to every survival presentation. You'll be able to take home a brochure from each booth with helpful survival tips. And for a fee, you'll be able to take home a starter bucket of rice to store for future food needs. But I'm going to buy one of these buckets for the first 5 families, the first 5 to register for Survival Expo 15 at the Lighthouse. And of course, you have to attend the event to collect your prize. Now, with that in mind, I received from Randy, one of our presenters and friend of the Brain Massage Show, a kind of letter of warning to his neighbors about a possible catastrophe coming down on us in the fall of this year. Of course, we're right on the cusp of the fall of 2015 right now. Blood moons, portents of calamity in the fall of 2015. His letter is titled, Where Were You in the Fall of 2015? And the idea is that we all remember where we were when Kennedy was assassinated. That is, if you were alive then, of course. And we all remember where we were when the news of 9/11 came down on us. And that is, again, of course, if you were there at that time. And so forth. And he suggests it may well come to pass that we will all be saying, where were you when the catastrophe of the fall of 2015 happened? So, in view of our upcoming Survival Expo 15 event in October, where we have in view a range of disasters, from a major earthquake or even a severe El Nino, you know, that interrupts energy services or access to food and water and communications and so forth, all the way to the other side of Korea launching an EMP attack over America that knocks out our electronics and creates havoc, something I touched on last week, I thought Randy's letter was perhaps timely. I don't subscribe to conspiracy theories per se, but I'm not naive enough to see what's going on around me and think the government's going to take care of me. I'm not so sure anymore if there aren't factions within the government that are preparing an all-out assault on our liberties, that desire to enslave Americans and make America into an extension of Mexico. Har har, I just returned from a visit to Mexico City with our missionary there, and I got first-hand reports of the sort of lawlessness they have to endure at the hands of their corrupt government, trampling all over the Constitution of Mexico. But more on that one. I received from our missionary the full report that I've asked for, with details and documentation supporting the allegations from first-hand witnesses and all of that. But Mexico is a country right now that has a constitution that's virtually worthless to the protection of the people's rights. And that's where we're headed. Anyway, consider some of these things Randy brings out. I have edited it slightly, and I've expanded on it with some resources and so on, but essentially, I'm quoting from Randy's open letter, Where Were You in the Fall of 2015? In April, we learned that the New York Fed has been working hard to build up a satellite office in Chicago, citing fears that a natural disaster could interrupt their operations in New York. Also, we learned in April that NORAD, North American Aerospace Defense Command, it scans North American skies for enemy missiles and aircraft and so on, has decided to return their base of operations to its Cold War location, deep inside the Cheyenne Mountain. And after all these years, why now? The threat of an electromagnetic pulse was the reason given for this decision. And by the way, this is taken from Defense News, a Tegna company. It's not taken from some conspiracy theory website read by 5 people hiding in a hole in their backyard wearing tinfoil hats. And this news is coming from the Pentagon. The Pentagon is concerned about the possibility of an EMP attack. But you're not supposed to be concerned about that, because that would mean you were a conspiracy theory wacko nutcase. Interesting, isn't it? Randy continues. Okay, so what is happening here? Is there some reason for pause? Conspiracy theorists have raised alarm about what is the government doing, stockpiling billions of rounds of ammo, and that's 1.6 billion rounds of ammo, to be exact. And that, by the way, is enough to sustain a war for 20-plus years. Okay? And this, by the way, from an article in Forbes. Okay? Not the Nibirian Council sending their messages through Star from their planet Nibiru. We're talking Forbes here. And what's with the U.S. arming bureaucracies, such as the U.S. Postal Service and National Weather Department, with armed representatives? And that, by the way, from Breitbart, not from Project Avalon crazies. Or, in other words, these are not conspiracy theorists spinning bizarre dark scenarios from their imagination. These things are happening. The government is buying 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition and arming the U.S. Postal Service and the National Weather Department and the Social Security offices and others. And the question is why? Perhaps more disturbing is the fact that some of this purchase is for hollow point rounds, quote, forbidden by international law for use in war, end quote. In other words, they would only be used in a domestic situation. So why is Obama wanting to stock up on hollow point bullets? Forbes goes on to say, included in this massive stockpiling of bullets is a, quote, frightening amount specialized for snipers, end quote. And the article goes on to point out that in addition to this outre, or in French, outre, which is French for something excessive or outrageous, purchase of ammo, the, quote, DHS, that's the Department of Homeland Security, now is showing off its acquisition of heavily armored personnel carriers repatriated from the Iraqi and Afghani theaters of operation, end quote, and these are for use on the streets of the United States. Now, of course, the Forbes writer does not subscribe to the idea these events portend some plot on the part of the government to attack U.S. citizens. No fear in his mind that the U.S. government is that afraid of the armed citizenry of this country in their plans to transform the government. Because nothing like that could ever happen here, you know, like it has happened all over the world and throughout history. So you'll have to measure these things for yourself. But ask yourself this question. The president alleged has always disdained the idea of American citizens owning guns, right? John Lott with Norquist wrote in a book titled Debacle about an encounter between Lott and Obama. Quote, when I was first introduced to Obama, when both worked at the University of Chicago Law School, where Lott was famous for his analysis of firearms possession, he, that is Obama, said, oh, you're the gun guy. And Lott responded, yes, I guess so. To which Obama replied, I don't believe that people should own guns. Lott suggested they have lunch sometime to discuss that statement, and Obama simply grimaced and walked away. Lott observed, quote, unlike other liberal academics who actually enjoyed discussing opposing ideas, Obama showed disdain, end quote. Now, Obama does not believe that the people should own guns, but he sure supports the idea of the government owning them. And he has no disdain for arming the government for a 20-year domestic war, complete with a great big supply of hollow point rounds. Maybe Obama's simply worried about the 93,770,000 unemployed going berserk and rioting in the streets. I mean, you know, he's preparing for something. We just don't know what it is. It makes one wonder if we ought to also be prepared. So, who knows? Major earthquake, flooding, Korean EMP attack, some nut job in the White House decides to foment general unrest and send the DHS Gestapo to round up Christians. Oh, my soul. Oh, what does all this have to do with blood moons? Well, I'll get to that in my message Sunday night. Sunday night, I'll be in my pulpit, and I'll present a message on the blood moons and the prophetic implications some see in the recent tetrad for blood moons. So hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
Encounter God. The word encounter means to meet, to experience, to come face to face with, to confront. The greatest life-changing encounter in any life will be those encounters with God that make a difference. Perhaps it's been a while since you've experienced God in a vital, meaningful encounter. Renew your experience of God with a fresh encounter this year that will impact your life for spiritual growth. Or perhaps you've never experienced God and He doesn't seem real to you. You can encounter God in 2015. And when you do, you'll know that God is real. Pastor Scheidbach's series of messages, Encounter God, are delivered Sunday mornings at the Lighthouse. Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bedaravia Road, Santa Maria.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Last week, I announced that the Lighthouse Baptist Church is teaming up with some in our Brain Massage Show family to host the first annual Santa Maria Area Emergency Preparedness Survival Expo 15. I'm going to make sure you receive the details of this event as they become available to me. But this much I know. Going to be on a Saturday in October at the Lighthouse, and Survival Expo 15 will help you know what you can do to make sure your family is taken care of in the event of an emergency that interrupts access to food, water, fire, medical services, light. We'll even give you tips on what to do about security for your home and family, maintaining communications in the event of a breakdown in telephone or cell phone services. I want everyone in my family and in my church family, in my radio family, to be prepared. So call in and pre-register. Formal registration will begin in a week or so, but during the first segment, I decided that I'll cover the cost of 5 rice buckets prepared for storage, one to each of the first 5 families or representatives of a family that pre-register for this event. Now, I think that's a cost to me of, I don't know, $15 a bucket or something like that. And yes, if you've already pre-registered, you're included in that. Now, sorry, I can't give you a date just yet. Just clear your calendar for every Saturday in October and call or write to me an email so you'll get access to every Survival Expo 15 presentation at the Lighthouse. You'll be able to take home a brochure from each booth with helpful survival tips. And for a fee, you'll get to take home a starter bucket of rice to store for future food needs. But as I promised, I'm going to buy one of these for the first 5 who pre-register, I should say, and who will attend, of course. And you only receive the prize if you actually show up at Survival Expo 15 at the Lighthouse. Now, registration form will be posted online soon. Meanwhile, for pre-registration, call our toll-free number at 1-888-770-8000, leave your contact information on our message hotline, and tell us you want to pre-register for Survival Expo 15. Or you can go to our website, to www.thebrainmassageshow.com, and you'll see there a place to write an email to me on the right-hand column. You might need to scroll down a little bit, and use that to give us your contact information and express your interest in pre-registering for the event. All right, let's talk about the latest effort to drive Christians out of public life. Kim Davis is the county clerk for Rowan County in Kentucky. Among the many targeted attacks by homosexuals on Christians who object to their unnatural and cursed lifestyle, and especially to the outrageous notion of changing a millennia-old definition of marriage simply to accommodate their perversion of sex as God has designed it, and to force public acceptance of their unhealthy and perverse behavior, or else face the punishment, the full wrath of the homosexual community, all that they can lay on you. Kim Davis, a Christian who was known by the homosexual community to be one, working as a public servant in the office of county clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky as a Christian, has been the most talked about to date. And for good reason. She has stood her ground and is now sitting in jail for refusing to compromise her convictions and participate in signing a marriage license for a homosexual union. Now, here's the rest of the story that you probably won't hear too much about, or at all, very likely. After 5 arrogant black-robed priests of injustice overruled the 4 dissenters to that insane decision, those dissenters being the sane part of the court, Thomas, Robert, Scalia, and Alito, exactly as Obama's attorneys representing the gay activists in that case admitted in open court, Christians would be targeted. Well, homosexuals are targeting Christians wherever they can. And so rather than this homosexual couple simply going to a nearby county to register for their marriage, they targeted Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis, whom they knew to be a Christian that was opposed to same-sex marriage. When their application for a marriage license was denied, they sued in court. Now, here's the part you probably won't hear much about, or you won't hear about it at all. Davis had appealed to the court to rule that her constitutional First Amendment rights were being violated and asked for relief from the task of signing marriage certificates for homosexual marriages and offered reasonable remedies for the situation. For example, her attorneys offered that perhaps Kentucky could change the rules for issuing marriage licenses in a way that would allow them to be issued without a Christian being required to sign them who objected. Are you hearing me? Now, this is really the issue here. Listen closely. It's exactly what I feared would come down on us, and it's happening. In other words, Davis was saying she merely did not want to be forced to sign on to the homosexual marriage agenda against her conscience. She was asking the state to accommodate her religious convictions and her First Amendment rights in a way that would not in any way at all interfere with any homosexual's, quote, right, end quote, to marry. So the question is, first, do homosexuals not only have a right to marry, but they also have a right to compel Christians to participate in their marriage? In other words, do homosexuals not only have a right to marry, but they also have the right to force Christians to personally sign on to their marriages? Okay, it gets more interesting than that. Listen to this. Question number 2. If the entire Christian community is obliged to yield to the court's decision to legalize homosexual marriages, and that in order to accommodate the rights of homosexuals under the 14th Amendment, cannot the state of Kentucky be asked to accommodate Kim Davis's conscientious objection to participating in these marriages by simply delegating to some other person, perhaps even a clerk of a nearby county or some officer under her jurisdiction as county clerk, the task of signing on the document as an accommodation to her First Amendment's right? So we can accommodate them on a made-up 14th Amendment right, but we can't accommodate the Christian for a very clear stipulated First Amendment right? If the courts accommodate homosexual marriages to protect their 14th Amendment rights, Can we not expect the courts to accommodate a Christian's right of conscience in deference to their First Amendment rights? Come on! Apparently not. The Kentucky court dismissed her case and ordered her to sign the marriage certificate, refusing to grant to her an opportunity to appeal the ruling. In the meantime, she was thrown into jail. In other words, the state of Kentucky wanted to put a Christian woman in jail for objecting conscientiously to homosexual marriage. In other words, they, quote unquote, want it to be a crime to object to homosexual marriage. Same thing is happening in Oregon. Sweet Cakes by Melissa owners Aaron and Melissa Klein declined service to a lesbian couple who wanted them to bake a cake for their wedding. Rather than simply go to any number of other cake bakeries available to the lesbian couple, they decided to sue Aaron and Melissa, targeting Christians for legal harassment, and this is being fully supported by the increasingly anti-Christ government run by children of disobedience under the influence of the spirit and power of the air, the dragon. Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. Now, rather than simply take their business elsewhere, they sued this couple because, in their view, not only do they have a right to marry, but they have a right to force you to participate in it, even though they have several other venues available to them. And in no way would your refusal to participate or interfere with anything like their 14th Amendment rights or any other right. They can force you to act contrary to your conscience and convictions, and your First Amendment rights mean nothing to these people. Religious convictions are illegal in their view. You must accommodate their perversity in deference to their supposed 14th Amendment rights, but they don't have to accommodate your rights under the First Amendment. So, Oregon courts rule in favor of the persecuting homosexuals against the Christians and order them to pay a fine, are you ready for this, of $135,000 to the lesbian couple for emotional damages. $135,000 in damages to their feelings of resentment and anger against Christians who object to their perverse lifestyle. As Hillary said, we Christians, you know, are just going to have to change our views on this issue. To prove it's about persecuting Christians, and not about protecting any homosexuals' rights. It's about targeting Christians specifically in order to attack them because of their beliefs. Get this. The court went further and demanded that Aaron not post his opinions about the case or discuss the case in public. Talk about destroying the First Amendment rights in deference to somebody's supposed invented 14th Amendment rights. I warned you about this. I told you that these two belief systems are absolutely incompatible, that in any way yielding to the homosexual demand of their agenda would eventually compromise your religious rights. I've been warning about this for years. Someone set up a GoFundMe site for the couple, and the state of Oregon pressured the site to drop their account. In other words, it's about punishing Christians who object to same-sex marriage. It's about forcing, you can't even help them if you want to. It's about forcing you to accept something against your conscience and against your beliefs in order to accommodate the conscience and beliefs of someone else. Pray for Kim Davis and Aaron and Melissa. That Oregon couple's battle is far from over. Looking over some of the responses to an article I found on HuffPost, I tell you, it's scary, my friends. Of course, we understand the HuffPost audience is about as far left as you'll find, but these folks represent roughly half of the country these days. And here's a quick sample of the sort of thinking we're up against in this country right now. One really bright guy writes, "So baking a cake constituted participation in gay weddings, but selling a gun does not constitute participation in murder." That was, Adam King, who, by the way, identifies himself as church plant resident at Rise. Now, the Rise site presents a doctrinal statement that seems relatively conservative. So perhaps I shall lay out a caveat that Adam King maybe does not represent that church's position on the subject, but this does go to an important point I want to make as I begin to work toward my conclusion for today's show. Here's a fellow who ostensibly represents himself as a Christian, and he makes this ridiculous statement reproving the Christian couple that refused to bake a cake for a lesbian couple, saying, quote, "So baking a cake constitutes participation in a gay wedding, but selling a gun to a murderer doesn't constitute participation in the murder." End quote. It's scary how dumbed down people are today. Give me a break. How can you compare these two things? Okay. Yes, Adam, of course. If a gun shop sells a gun to a murderer, I mean, you know, in other words, if a guy walks in and says, "Hey, I'm a murderer, and I want to buy a gun to go commit a murder," and you sell him the gun, then, well, okay, Adam, I guess I'll just have to admit that that would constitute aiding and abetting in the act of murder. What nonsense. God deliver us. You know, the Apostle Paul, by the Spirit, encouraged believers to pray God would deliver them from unreasonable and wicked men. I mean, we need to pray God will deliver us from ignorant people. Now, here's another one. And these things, this is really disturbing. It represents roughly half the American voting population. population. Not one sane person, by the way, responded to these. It goes on with, you know, high five and way to go, and yeah, and all that kind of junk. I tried to respond, but I couldn't log in because I don't do Facebook, whatever. Quote, what is the policy for people getting married again after a couple of divorces, end quote. Oh, my. And that's from R.L. Proctor from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Well, Mr. Proctor, you seem to be missing the entire point. It is none of your business what this couple believes or what are their policies in connection with those beliefs. They're not required to justify their beliefs to you. You think homosexuals ought to change the meaning of the word marriage into something it has never meant in the history of the world? Well, that's what you believe. The courts and public opinion apparently want to accommodate the homosexual activists' demand that we change the meaning of this word. And okay, you'll answer for that when you stand before the great white throne. That's your prerogative. You can believe that if you want to. Now, how about you allow us to believe what we want to? You stinking pack of bigots. You hypocrites, you whitewashed graves full of stinking dead men's bones, promoting a life of death and misery, you accommodate the homosexual on the ground that they have some sort of right to marry based on the 14th Amendment, and then you deny to Christians their right to object based on the First Amendment. Jesus warned that we Christians are the salt of the earth, and that if the salt loses its savor, that is, its preservative properties that retard the corruption of sin in the body politic, that it would be thrown into the street and trampled under the feet of men. And as it happens, when the community of believers lose their influence sufficiently to allow the corruption in a community to grow and take dominance in a city or a county or a state or a nation, the corrupting influences turn their attack on the remaining salt. It always happens that way. And so, you see, the true believers typically are the ones who at first take the brunt of this business. The true prophets are killed, while the false prophets appear to fare well, eating at Jezebel's table. And many of you know what I'm talking about. The equivalent of the politically correct preachers, you know, who cave to the world, or the fraidy cat preachers who believe like we do but hide in Obadiah's caves, being taken care of by those promoting the concept of, you know, hide, duck, live below the radar, afraid to be open in their defiance to political correctness of the day. They remove their salt from the world. Look what you get. They run and hide in Obadiah's caves. But then there are the prophets who stand tall and bold, and they're killed by the politically correct crowd, just like Jezebel killed those prophets in Elijah's day, until finally God raises up an Elijah whom he will use to turn the heart of the people back again to the Lord. Now we're watching savorless salt beginning to be cast into the street and trampled upon by the ungodly. Well, I did not get to all that is in my list. I rarely do, you know. I would really like to have gotten into the rest of this. Come on out to the Lighthouse Sunday night for my message on four blood moons. I'm going to establish that part of this issue that has biblical credibility, and I'm going to debunk that part that is speculative buffoonery. So come on out and find out which is which. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see that they are on. You say a light's on if you see that the lights are on. You agree with me, in other words. You'll ride like Revere and spread the warning. Or say lights off and then hang up, but don't slam the phone so hard you break it. We take no responsibility for damaged property because you get upset at me for what I've said here as I express my opinions. So what will it be today? Lights on or lights off? Call 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. And leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. It's a free call to anyone within the continental United States, but from outside the country, or for those who prefer it, go to our website at thebrainmassageshow.com. That's www.thebrainmassageshow.com. Or just Google The Brain Massage Show and you'll find us. And then you'll see a place to write me an email there on the right side, right column. If you're in a hurry when you call, just say lights on and hang up, or lights off and hang up. But if you will, please leave me a message. Remember to pre-register for the event, Survival Expo 15. You need to call me at that number, 1-888-770-8000. Leave your contact information and tell us you want to be part of that. Or email me a message, giving me contact information, letting me know you want to participate. And the first five who call or write to me will receive a free bucket of rice as a starter kit to get you going on having some food for you in case of an emergency. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
How would you like to encounter God in 2015? Are you ready for a renewed experience of God with a fresh encounter this year? Or maybe you've never experienced God and he doesn't seem real to you. Get ready to encounter God and know that he is real. Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bedarabia Road, Santa Maria,